Agenda item number 10, offenders. Mr. Smita.
Good afternoon, Commissioner, members of the board. As we've been doing for the past couple meetings, I will give a brief introduction of these cases. We have three before you this month, and then I will turn it over to our MPOs to present a synopsis of the particular cases. Our first case this afternoon is Edward Smith. He was convicted under the code, section 28.2-634. It's a non-resident commercial fisherman with a conviction on March 10, 2015 for one count of a non-resident harvesting oysters. And this violation is serious enough to carry a Class 1 misdemeanor. Bring up the section of code here. And then I'll turn it over to law enforcement, and then I will be back with staff's recommendation.
Afternoon.
Officer, I need to swear you in, please. You hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth, help you God?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Please state your name for the audio recording.
It's Officer Thomas Fitchett, Virginia Marine Police. Just want a quick breakdown?
Yes, please.
This offense occurred on December 2nd, 2014, County of Accomack, near town of Saxes, Virginia Maryland line. I have a chart here of the line buoys. Anybody would like to see this, just kind of give you an idea of the line buoys, where they are located. Officer Ellis and myself were patrolling by the 25-foot Parker on this day. Light wind, mist and raining throughout the day. We get a lot of complaints of Marylanders coming in Virginia waters dredging for oysters. We made a couple passes along Virginia-Maryland line. We decided to leave the area for a little while. During those passes, before we left, we noticed some boats working close to the line. Close enough to be some concern. We left the area, went into the town of Saxes for a brief stay. Noticed the fog starting to set in. Started setting in pretty heavy. I looked at Officer Ellis and said, they're going to cheat. Day's going to probably be day. They're going to cross the line. So we made our way back to Virginia-Maryland line near G-Buoy. Fog was pretty heavy. As we got close to the line, I noticed three what appeared to be boats on my radar screen. As we come out of the fog, two of the boats left the area at high rate of speed. One stayed, which was later found out to be Edward Smith. He is here today. We stopped, got some pictures. I have them on the thumb drive if y'all would like to see it. The wind was blowing us towards the line. When we first stopped Mr. Smith, we were probably 50, 60 foot from the Virginia-Maryland line. I approached Mr. Smith. He had 21 bushels of oysters at the time. Oysters were still on the call board, and the oyster dredge was still in the water. Asked Mr. Smith if he realized he was dredging in Virginia waters. He said if he was, he'd only been here 10 minutes. I said, well, did you catch any oysters in Virginia? He said one or two bushels. That would have been it. Took him to court. He was found guilty on that charge.
What was the disposition?
The disposition was it was an $800 fine, I believe all suspended, but 390 days in jail. He had to serve one day.
Thank you. Questions from the commission? Mr. Zetron.
I'd ask that the copy of the map be admitted as an exhibit to our record, and also the pictures that you have in your thumb drive, a copy of that be made part of the record as well.
Can I get this back?
We need to keep the records for 30 days. That's right. And they're all yours. Any other questions of Officer Fitchett? Is Mr. Smith present?
Yes.
Mr. Smith, please come forward. Mr. Smith, I need to swear you in. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Please state your name for the record.
Edward Russell Smith.
Mr. Smith, can you explain what happened here and if there are any mitigating circumstances that we should know about?
Well, like you said, the weather got bad. My radar was dying. And I've been working there 2 weeks or more, same location. And every time I'd make my sweep, my boat would stay above that line. And then it got foggy and windy. And I told him, I don't know if I drifted below the line. I could have. I ain't saying that because I wasn't going to lie about it because I'm a Christian man. And I'm not going to lie about it if I was. I told him I'd give him the benefit of the doubt that I may have caught a bushel of oysters or a bushel and a half, but no more than that because I was up there until it got so foggy you just couldn't see where you're at. And when you're busy telling oysters they had a lot of spat and stuff on them, your boat seems to wander a little bit. And if I was below the line, I weren't no more than 10 or 15 feet below the line. And if that, I believe my dredge was in the Merlin water. My boat was in Virginia, but I believe my dredge was way off on the other side. But he's got a picture of it that says I was in Virginia water, so. I ain't going to lie about it. I might have been. But
where you live, Mr. Smith?
Smith Island. And if they take my Virginia license, I'm out of business. I'm down here crabbing right now. And if I lose my license, I've lost everything.
Speaking of licenses, do you have a Maryland's driver's license?
Yes, I do.
Do you have a Virginia's driver's license?
No.
You do not?
I'm not Virginia.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions from the commission? Mr. Zedra.
I understand from our records here that you had an attorney in district court. Is that correct?
Right.
And you entered into a plea agreement with the Commonwealth attorney to drop one of the charges. In return, you'd plead guilty to the charge that you're before us on. Is that correct?
Right.
You've, in fact, pled guilty, right?
Yes.
And you, in fact, pled guilty because you were guilty, right? Thank you.
Any other questions from the commission? Mr. Smino, what's the staff recommendation?
It's rare that we have a Class 1 misdemeanor before us. I'll read this off for the record. In accordance with 28.2-232 of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends the commission revoke all of Mr. Smith's licenses to catch fish, shellfish, or marine organisms for a period of 2 years from the date of this commission meeting, April 28, 2015, through April 27, 2017. Staff also recommends the commission revoke Mr. Smith's fishing privileges within the Commonwealth's tidal waters for a period of 2 years, again, from the date of this meeting, April 28, 2015, through April 27, 2017.
Matters before the commission. Mr. Zedron.
I move we approve staff recommendation.
Motion by Mr. Zedron.
Second.
Second by Mr. Ballard. Any discussion on the motion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? The chair votes aye. The motion passes unanimously. Mr. Smith, your license is revoked for 2 years. Your tidal fishing privileges are revoked for 2 years. This is a very serious offense. You can accompany one of the Marine police officers here, and they'll be able to help you out with that, and they'll also give you a letter here that spells out your appeal rights. Mr. Smith.
Next case, again, just a brief introduction, is Mr. Johnny Tynes, Jr. Has 4 convictions in 2014. Mr. Tynes is a commercial fisherman registration licensee. 2 of the convictions on separate dates in 1 year. 1 count of undocumented use of striped bass tags on February 12, 2015. 1 count of harvesting over the commercial harvest quota. Also on February 12, 2015. Okay, sorry, the conviction was on in 2015. That's, the violation was on December 31st of 2014. One count of the permittee not on board the boat while striped bass tags were applied. One count of possession of uncalled oysters, that was on a separate date. And the conviction was on January 15, 2015. Yeah, turn it over to law enforcement to explain those.
Afternoon. You hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Help you God?
Certainly.
Please state your name for the record, Mr. Dyes.
Officer Matt Dyes, Virginia Marine Police. The offense occurred on Wednesday, December 31st, 2014, approximately 5 p.m. at the Tyler's Yacht Basin boat ramp. Myself and Officer Bill Thompson, we approached the vessel bearing a registration Virginia 6558BU and attempted to inspect the catch on board. We came into contact with the owner of the vessel, Mr. Johnny Tynes, who is present today. As we approached Mr. Tynes, he held up a bag of unused striped bass tags and made a statement to us, "This is what you guys are looking for." This was as we approached the vessel. Further inspection found 39 striped bass, all of which were tagged with tags, striped bass tags that were not issued to Mr. Tynes. He also did not have the proper proper transfer documentation, nor was the owner of those tags on board, which by code is not permitted. He stated that he was just helping his partner out with the owner of the tags. All 39 fish were seized along with 29 additional tags of Mr. Tynes. The reason they were seized was because he made a statement to us that he was approximately 5 pounds under his harvest quota limit, and which was the reason why he was using other tags. He was not using his own tags. They were seized. We were able to get bids on those fish, and they were sold. And he actually would have been over his commercial harvest quota limit if he was able to keep those fish and was in turn able to sell them. The final disposition, it was for the striped bass, it's $100 per fish up to $500 as a maximum fine. He did receive the maximum fine of $500. I believe it was a $50 fine for not having the permittee on board the vessel at the time. And it was a $250 fine for over the limit on his harvest quota.
Is there another offense from December 15th?
There was one, I believe, yeah. That was for...
I believe Officer Curry has that.
Was with another officer, yes, sir.
Okay. Any questions of Officer Dyes here concerning this particular violation? Mr. Seaton.
Who did the other tags belong to?
They belonged to another waterman.
Was there any investigation into that to see whether what the status of why he lent this Mr. Tynes those tags?
The interview that we did with the other gentleman, the owner of the tags, he made us aware that there was one particular time that he did actually fish with Mr. Tynes. The tags were, as he claimed, they were left on the vessel, and it was approximately about 9 months' time in between. He said he had actually reported the tags lost. He did not know where they were, and it was basically a surprise to him that Mr. Tynes contacted him to let him know that he had basically had been caught with his tags, and he was blindsided more or less by it.
And is it the law that one fisherman like that can't let the other fisherman have his tags?
Correct. Unless he has proper transfer documentation, he can actually transfer the tags to another commercial waterman with that proper documentation, which he did not have.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions from Officer Dyes?
Thank you.
Officer Curry? Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, self you got?
I do. Thank you.
Please proceed.
Yes. The incident.
Your name for the record?
Philip Corey, Officer Corey, K-O-U-R-Y. The incident that I'm going to speak about is the one on the bottom, the possession of uncalled oysters, which happened on the 15th of December at about 12:30 hours. I was working down in Smithfield on the Pagan River at Dockside when myself and Officer Morris, my partner, were culling one boat and taking care of a violation, the same violation on another boat. I saw the small skiff come in that had Mr. Tynes on there as well as two other gentlemen. And I went over there and I looked in the oysters that were loose on the bottom of the boat, and it looked like there were a lot of small ones. So I went ahead and alerted Officer Morris, and I went into the boat and shoveled up a bushel of oysters, and myself and Officer Morris culled those oysters, and we came up with a little more than twice the legal allowable limit. It was 8 quarts, a little over 8 quarts of unculled oysters. At that time, then, I wrote Mr. Tynes a summons for that, and he was cooperative throughout the whole process and didn't have any complaints from him. And Officer Morris wrote another waterman that was on the boat with him. The case was adjudicated in Isle of Wight, and where Mr. Tynes pled guilty and was fined things like $115, $110, and $89 in cost.
Thank you. Any questions from the commission?
I got one.
Mr. Zedra.
Can you explain to me? I'm confused. When you stepped in the boat, these were oysters, whole oysters, right?
Yes, sir.
How do you transfer that into quartz?
Okay, I had to take a measured metal tub, and with a shovel, I scooped right into the center of that pile. They were piled loose on the bottom of the boat, and I shoveled straight into the middle of the pile indiscriminately, just until I had a level tub full of oysters. And then we took that tub and dumped it on the cull board, and then proceeded to cull each oyster that was in that tub, that measured bushel tub.
But what I'm asking is, you guys measured in quarts.
Right. As we call those oysters, the undersized ones, we would put into a container that we have that holds 4 quarts of oysters. Mm-hmm. And we just keep going after that.
Thank you. Dr. Curry, that is the standard calling procedure as established under the regulation.
Yes, it is.
Any other questions to Officer Curry? Thank you, sir. Is Mr. Tynes present? Please come forward, sir. Please raise your right hand. You hereby swear the testimony you give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, sir.
Please state your name for the record.
John Tynes, Jr.
Mr. Tynes, what can you tell us about this?
I'm just going to talk about the last offense, or the first offense.
Either or both.
Oh, well.
This is your chance to tell the commission.
Yes, sir. Of course, this is my first time ever being in a situation like this, and what Officer Dyer said, I'm not disputing anything except the fact that when they came up, they made a statement that they was going to raise it. It could take a while because it's going to be a thorough investigation because of the last day of the year and whatnot. And I was like, oh, man, because normally I don't do stuff like this, and I never have before. But my partner, when we worked together, we hadn't worked together in a while, and I went out there, and it was the last day, and I said, well, I knew I'd use this tag, you know. And that's what I told him, you know what I'm saying, because I wanted you for him to sit there and go through all that stuff and say, hey, what's going on here? And I was like, ain't no need for me to sit here and act like ain't nothing wrong. So I went on it. I said, well, look, man, ain't no need for to go through all that, these fishing tags, but they are not within my number parameters. And I said, my partner only be with me, but he wasn't with me at the time. And then he asked a couple more questions, and then we went through whatever he said, you know. Other than that, well, based upon what I just saw, I just want to make a statement. I had never been in any kind of issues with the VMRC except for a couple of safety violations, and I really would like to consider that this is my only form of occupation also, you know. And I've never, ever been in any kind of disrespect way to the officer when they come up to me. I understand they got a job to do, and that's why I don't waste their time with sharp words with you, and I'm not going to try to do the same with you, you know. I appreciate the opportunity to consider that.
Thank you. Questions from the commission? I do have one, Mr. Tice, just to kind of clarify this a little bit. Whose tags were those?
Oh, it's a guy named Dave's.
They were Dave's tags.
Yeah.
How did you get Dave's tags?
He left them on my boat.
Okay.
I mean, like, he didn't, I was out there. It was the last day. I said, you know what, Dave having a hard time. I'm going to tag these fish for him. I mean, I was guilty of it, and that's when they came to me. All I was going to do was take them to their boom. Dave get a check, you know?
Okay.
I get a question.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Cedra.
So had you gotten all those fish with Dave's tags, would you have reported to take under Dave's license?
When I take them to the, because we work together all the time. You know, I have delivered other people's fish to the fish market before. You know what I mean? That's why, it was a lapse in judgment. I must agree, because at this point right now, it definitely wasn't worth what I've done, what I'm going through. You understand what I mean? Because I don't got $500 to pay for a ticket with what I'm going to get paid for the fish anyway. When I take it to the fish market, I put him in a Dave for Dave, and then he would have got a check. And that's what it would have been like. That's the how it goes.
Have you done it before for Dave?
Without him on a boat, no. But I have, I have delivered fish for different, because we work together, you know.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions from the commission? Thank you, Mr. Tynes. Mr. Cimino, what is the staff recommendation?
I think the members of the board are becoming fairly familiar with the sanctions tables that you're seeing. Three of the offenses we do have recommendations for. Two regarding the fin fish and one regarding the 100% over the tolerance for undersized shellfish. All three of those would recommend it would just be a one-year probation since this is Mr. Tyne's first appearance. But there is another part to this particular case, and that is within Chapter 252, and that is the regulation pertaining to striped bass. Because there are also sanctions listed within that regulation, particularly for the striped bass fishery, which is a limited entry fishery. And you can see here in Section D that any person found guilty violating any provisions of this chapter may have his permit or license revoked at any time upon review by the commission, as provided for in 28.2-232 of the Code of Virginia. So I'll read off the staff's recommendation here. As I said, it's two parts. The commission's guidelines for sanctions specify that two convictions of improper use of commercial harvester tags within a 12-month period should result in at least 1 year probation. In accordance with 28.2-232 of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends the commission place Mr. Tynes Jr. on probation for a period of 1 year from the date of this commission meeting, April 28, 2015. Through April 27, 2016, any failure on Mr. Tynes' part to obey any of the laws or regulations relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth during the one-year probation would result in Mr. Tynes appearing before the Commission for a hearing on license revocation. And again, due to the sanctions listed for striped bass regulation, staff also recommends that Mr. Tynes be prohibited from participating in the striped bass fishery for a period of 2 years.
Matters before the commission. Mr. Erskine.
Can I just ask a question on staff?
Yes.
So your recommendation is 1 year probation and also an additional 2 year prohibition from the striped bass fishery?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
Mr. Zedra.
Are these dispositions to run consecutive or side by side?
Together. He would be allowed to participate in all other fisheries on that probation, on that 1 year probation, but beginning at the same time period from the date of this commission meeting. a two-year prohibition from the street.
Right, so that'd be concurrent, right?
Okay.
Matters, Mr. Erskine.
I find that certainly there are some violations here, and I think the gentleman has articulated, you know, the situation, and a one-year probation is certainly warranted, in my opinion. I just question a two-year prohibition in the fishery, you know, based on the fact that he is working with a partner that was obviously not on the boat at the time, you know, and attempting to help him out. I'm not sure. In my opinion, 2 years seems a little bit like an excessive, you know, amount of restriction on that participation. So,
I'll say that I understand that sentiment, but there's a couple of factors here that give me great pause and are disturbing to me. It was the last day of the year. It was the last day of these tags being viable, and they weren't Mr. Tynes' tags. The actual owner of the tags had no idea Mr. Tynes had them. This is an important fishery, and this is an individual transferable quota here that's established for a very good reason to maintain the healthy status of this particular stock. It's disturbing to me that the owner of these tags, who thought they were lost and reported them lost, were in Mr. Tynes' possession all the way along. On the other hand, I do agree 2 years is a long time. Mr. Erskine.
Just to be clear, I wasn't suggesting no sanction. I was only suggesting that maybe 2 years was a little bit much. I would, unless there's more discussion, I would offer a
Mr. Seacrest.
I'm going to have to agree with your comments here, is that if you take it for what it is, this gentleman says he knows the other gentleman. They fish together. I mean, how much trouble would it be to call up the other guy and say, hey, man, this is the last day. I know you're sick, or I know you got problems. Can I use your tags? I mean, how much of a problem would that be as opposed to using these tags and then take them to the market and recoup that profit? So I think there's a little difference here. I think if he would have called the other guy and said, hey, can I use your tags, and then they caught him and the other guy confirmed it, even though you can't do it that way, I'd be more inclined with Mr. Erskine here. But I don't think that's really the tone of this thing. I think the tone is the last day. Let me see here. I don't see nobody around here, and there's, I'm gonna catch all these fish, and that's what he did, and he got caught. And so for that reason, I would move that we accept staff recommendation.
Motion by Mr. Zebra.
Second.
Second by Mr. Ballard. Some further discussion on this.
I have just a question,
Mr. Neal.
I'm reading that D, and you know, and it's saying if you revoke license, he will not be eligible to strike bass for 2 years. So it looks like that's set at 2 years, but it says for an aquaculture.
That's correct. Yeah, the set 2 years is for aquaculture. So really, this is before the commission as for the period, you know, the duration of the sanction. Staff is recommending.
And either way, there are guidelines, and the commission can deviate from guidelines at any point.
I guess that was my question. Was that actually a guideline? Was that a set thing, saying it had to be 2 years?
If it applies, that would be a regulation that would have to be a two-year period, but it doesn't apply here, so it is. We have the discretion.
Okay. Right. That was it. That clears it up for me. Thank you. So you have your motion. And second.
So we have a motion and a second. Is there some further discussion on this? All right. Call for the vote here. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any noes?
No.
No by Mr. Erskine. The chair votes aye. Mr. Tynes, you're on probation for a year because of these, for very serious offenses, for the misuse of the striped bass tags. You're out of the striped bass fishery for 2 years. You'll be able to get back in at that point. The other fisheries are open for you at this point. While you're on probation for a year, dot the I's, cross the T's. We don't want to see you back here again, sir.
Yes, sir. I understand exactly why you need to see them, but
Officer Lewis, several different Marine officers to make sure I don't fall into another situation again. I've only been doing it for like 4 or 5 years full time, and I'm still learning. It's a very diversified occupation. You know, you got most of the time I just crash, and I just decide to do other stuff, and I appreciate your help.
Mr. Tynes, our staff is always available to answer questions. Feel free to call. The number's on our website. It's 247-2200 for the switchboard. You got a question, they're happy to answer it. Thank you, sir, and I appreciate your civility here today. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Tynes.
One more offender case this afternoon, Michael B. Stevens, a commercial fisherman registration licensee, had two convictions on January 12, 2015, for one count of possession of uncalled oysters, that's 6 quarts, and one count of possession of uncalled oysters, 17 quarts. And with that, I'll turn it over to the MPOs for a...
Officer Johnson, do you hereby swear the testimony you give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, self you got? Please state your name for the record.
Trevor Johnson, Virginia Marine Police.
Thank you, sir. What can you tell us about this case?
On December the 15th, at approximately 11:17 a.m., I was patrolling Great Wicomico River. I observed one individual aboard a vessel engaged in hand scraping. Boarded the vessel, found the operator to be Michael Stevens, who is a commercial registered waterman. Mr. Stevens had approximately 5 bushels of oysters on his boat in orange baskets. One of the bushels of oysters were taken as a sample, placed on that patrol boat, tubbed, and culled. Upon inspection, it was found that he was in possession of 17 quarts of unculled oysters. I advised Mr. Stevens of the offense and issued him a summons. This case actually was... He prepaid it before the court date. The fine was $110 and cost of court.
Any questions of Officer Johnson? Thank you, sir. I believe that there's another offense that's included before us here today. Officer Mitchell? You hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth, help you God?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Please state your name for the record.
Officer J. Mitchell, Virginia Marine Police.
And what can you tell us about this offense?
On December 26th, this was pretty much the same circumstances as Officer Johnson just explained. And we were on patrol, Great Wicomico River. And see, Mr. Stevens had 6 quarts, you know, total uncalled oysters. And Mr. Stevens, I compared our certified stick to his call stick, too, and didn't have any variations.
What was his demeanor?
Very cooperative.
Any questions from the commission, Mr. Zebra?
Can you explain to us, what is the process? You know, he's catching the oysters, and explain the process. What's he supposed to do as far as culling them? When you say possession of unculled oysters, what does that mean?
Well, he's supposed to cull each oyster as he's coming off his cull board.
And you talk about culling is measuring, is that right?
Yes, sir.
How do you know that he didn't measure those?
Well, if he did measure them, he didn't measure them correctly.
How many of the oysters, if you can estimate, were proper for him to keep out of that 6 quarts?
None of them were proper to keep out of 6 quarts.
Mm. Did he have oysters in addition to those oysters?
Yes, sir.
How many bushels did he have?
I cannot recall how many he had on the boat at that time.
When you find that situation, what happens to the other oysters?
They are dumped over onto a sanctuary.
All right, so these are dumped back and so are the others?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? Mr. Ballard.
What's the limit for, in terms of quarts for uncold oysters?
4 quarts.
Any other questions? Thank you, sir. Is Mr. Stevens present in the room? Please come forward, sir. You hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help you God.
Yes, sir.
Please state your name for the record.
Michael Bailey Stevens.
Mr. Stevens, what happened again?
When they opened Wicomico, I started oystering there, and I guess I thought I got a little too familiar with the grounds, and I just got a little carried away. That's all I can say. I was there the first couple of weeks, and everything was fine. And then the VMRC officers boarded my vessel, and, you know, there's no excuse. You know, I got carried away. That's the only thing I can really tell you. I thought I had an eye for him, and I was doing a good job with him, and, you know.
How long have you been in the fishery?
Oyster for 2 years now.
Did you prepay the second offense as well?
Yes, sir. I paid both of them because I didn't want to argue with anybody about it, you know.
Questions from the commission? Mr. Zedron.
Describe to me what your culling measuring device looks like.
What my culling stick looks like? I don't know. I'd say it's probably about an 8 to 9 inch piece of rebar, and then coming off of it is two pieces of steel that measure 3 inches, and that's what you go off of. And then it has a little, I don't even know how to say it, maybe like a little hammer so you can pop stuff off with a little spat or loose shells that are on there, you know. And the purpose behind of it all is because I was getting my 3-inch oysters and I had it in my hand, and I thought I had an eye for them, so instead of having one hand on the oyster, I went with both hands because I thought I'd had to.
All right, so you didn't use the cull stick anymore. Is that what you're saying?
After a while.
Okay. Thank you.
I think your eye was a little off.
Sir?
I think your eye was a little off.
Yes, sir.
You used the cull stick, right?
Yes, sir.
Any other questions from the commission? Well, Mr. Tomato here, could we get the staff recommendation, please?
Mm-hmm.
Again, with the 17 quarts, we're dealing with a 100% over the tolerance for unsized, so a recommendation would be 1 year. A 1 year probation, so I'll just read this off for the commission here. The commission's guidelines for sanctions specify that one conviction of possession of greater than 100% over the tolerance of undersized shellfish within a 12-month period should result in at least a 1 year probation. In accordance with 28.2-232 of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends the commission place Mr. Stevens on probation for a period of 1 year from the date of this commission meeting, April 28, 2015, through April 27, 2016. Any failure on Mr. Stevens' part to obey any of the laws or regulations relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth during the 1 year probation would result in Mr. Stevens appearing before the commission for a hearing on license revocation.
Heard the staff recommendation.
Yes,
Mr. Zedron.
You got two offenses here, right? And you're asking for probation on each one of them?
No, since this is the first appearance, we're asking for 1 year of probation.
Okay. Thank you.
Matters before the commission. Ms. Haney.
Motion to approve staff recommendation.
Motion by Ms. Haney.
Second.
Second by Mr. Zedron. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? The chair votes aye as well. Mr. Stevens, you're on probation for a year. Don't want to see any violations at all. Get your harvest reports in. Get them in on time. Make sure that you're abiding by all the regulations. We don't want to ever want to see you back here under these conditions again. Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you.
Have a good day.